We can tell you today on the Country Hour that the first durians of the season have been picked, packed, and sent off to market. The fruit, it is famous for being super-duper smelly, but always enjoys plenty of demand, especially amongst the Asian communities in Sydney and in Melbourne, and that's where the first boxes of the season have been sent. But unfortunately for durian lovers, the season overall is not shaping up too well in the top end, with yields expected to be well down on last year. I swung by the territory's biggest durian farm this morning and had a chat to grower Han Shang Sia.
It's going to be quite a small season this year for us. It's a matter of numerous factor, but I mean, we just started like last week in November, and we're about a month behind. But you know, at this current stage, it is looking like we're going to have some durians on the market soon.
A smaller season. Why is that?
A number of factors. First of all, it was probably to a long, prolonged dry season. It was very cold. Like, we didn't, you know, get the kind of the humidity build up until like mid-October, late October, and the durian trees were struggling through the really cold June and July. I think the lowest we've got here was about 6 or 5 degrees Celsius.
Wow. Yeah. So that beautiful dry season that was great for humans. Not so good for durian.
No, unfortunately, we were literally having kittens, literally watching our trees struggle through those that period. But we managed to pull through. Unfortunately, the downsides of that is that they were struggling through that cold, dry season. That they didn't really produce a lot of flowers after that. So we're happy that the trees haven't died, but we're actually pretty happy that we've got whatever we've got on the trees right now.
That is the risk, is it? If it gets too cold, the actual tree might cark it.
Yes, that's true. I think research that I've read through is that anything below 10 degrees, they like to defoliate. And they're an evergreen tree. And once they defoliate too much, they don't come back. They literally are dead. And I do have a couple of trees that are literally just dead.
Durian trees, are they the sort of crop that if you do get the perfect weather conditions, that they can consistently bring great yields year in, year out?
Yes, they do. Yeah. I mean, like, a good example, like last year was the perfect example for our durians. We know we had the nice warm dry season. It was short, and then that brought on good flowering. Another good example was this year perfect lineup for Malaysia's durian. They've literally had the perfect weather, which they had a lot of durian on the market, which kind of was an inundation of a lot of durian to everywhere else.
Do you see imports as a threat to your business?
At this current stage, no, because we and a few other growers in Queensland are probably the only fresh durian producers to permit to send down south, minus a few segment fruit imports. Everyone still wants a fresh durian. It smells better. It tastes, the consistency doesn't feel like it's been defrosted, has an ice crystal taste in their mouth. And yeah, it's at this current stage not, but there is a fair bit of frozen imports coming in right now at this current stage.
Yeah, that is the difference though, isn't it? Australia won't allow for the importation of fresh durians. It's only the frozen stuff that's allowed in.
Correct, yes. Yeah. It's to keep away like things like durian seed borers that we don't have in Australia, and a lot of other like mealybugs that, you know, won't survive any other treatment protocols besides deep freezing for a long period of time.
Last year, you're getting around $27 a kilo for one of the durian varieties. How's the year shaping up price-wise?
At the beginning, it was about 30 at the current stage. It is only volumes. Like, we've only sent 3-4 boxes at the current stage. Hopefully, we'll keep the price up, and hopefully consumers will keep coming back for fresh durian.
You had a big season last year, and through your marketing, it created plenty of demand. What's it like at the moment? You know, you're not going to probably produce as many in terms of speaking to your customers and trying to explain that. How's that going?
Yeah, we've been actively promoting and also telling through our clients as well that this year is going to be a very hard year for us. We explained that the good dry season for mangoes has actually been a negative for the durians. The volume is down. We'll come back next year again, we hope, providing the weather's ideal. And yeah, there are still a lot of demand. Like, there are still people ringing, still people asking on Facebook, still people inquiring on Instagram. There's still people even in my personal emails, I've been getting requests. So it's like, so there is a big demand. There's a big people who's trying to try these so-called Darwin durian.
Yeah, I get the sense you have no trouble selling them.
No, I don't. It's been fantastic. It's just the problem now is just producing enough to meet the demand.
Well, all the best with the rest of the harvest. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, big thanks to Han Shang Sia. He is a durian grower. The weather has not been very kind to that crop this year. So not only that cooler dry season causing issues, but just on Saturday, a terrible storm ripped through that area, caused a bit of damage on that property into a number of properties, I've been told, around Lambles Lagoon and Marakai. So they lost a few durians in that storm as well. So weather has not been very kind, but the durians that are being picked and sent off to market, they're fetching a few dollars. And there is plenty of demand. So if you're a durian lover, keep your eyes peeled and I guess your nose is on alert because it is durian season in the Top End.